Hi there, welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. I'm founder of Taranet, a leading international natural animal healthcare resource at taranet.co.uk. The aim of this podcast is to help you to get ideas and information on how to care for your animal more naturally. There's a whole world of complementary therapies and holistic approaches that you can use to help your animal to be more naturally healthy. So, in this edition of the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about a herbal medicine product called hawthorn. Now, hawthorn is a thorny shrub that actually is part of the rose family. It's a plant that grows throughout Europe, Western Asia, and Northern Africa, and will be found in many hedgerows in these countries and areas. Hawthorn produces white flowers, usually in the spring, and then in the summer will produce dark red fruit, which many of you may be familiar with if you've ever been out in the countryside. It often is found in hedgerows, but the trees, hawthorn trees, can grow anywhere really. Hawthorn has been used in herbal medicine for centuries, mainly for digestion and for the health of the heart. So how can hawthorn help your animal? Well, there's been several medical research studies looking at whether hawthorn has any effect on the cardiac, that's heart health, for humans. These have demonstrated that hawthorn does have a beneficial effect when used on a long-term basis with people. This has included improving their symptoms and a reduction in the conventional medication that's already being used. Although studies looking at the effectiveness of hawthorn in veterinary medicine are more scarce, although it has been used for many years in helping the cardiac health for animals as well. Obviously, as can be the case for any heart condition or any health condition, heart-related ailments should always be treated extremely seriously, and so hawthorn should only be used for your animal with the consent or approval of your veterinary surgeon. It is rare for there to be any side effects from the use of hawthorn, however it is impossible. And as was the case with any medicine, conventional or natural, it's always essential that you actually get veterinary professional advice. Just because something's natural doesn't mean it is safe, and it's not a good idea to mix lots of different preparations. It can be fine under veterinary guidance to mix different things, different supplements, different medications, but always do so with professional expertise of a veterinary surgeon, because it can be possible to cause more harm than good. So that is definitely a health warning for anything, whether that's any conventional medicine or herbal medicine. Always get a veterinary surgeon to be happy with the treatment program. It's worth saying that there are many holistic veterinary surgeons around the world, so veterinary surgeons who specialize in holistic medicine, herbal medicine, traditional Chinese veterinary medicine, and other specialities of complementary therapies. But there are actually many veterinary surgeons who haven't trained in specialised holistic therapies, who are naturally holistic in their outlook for the best interest of the animal. So you will actually find that many veterinary surgeons, if it's appropriate, would actually readily recommend hawthorn for the animal patients. And there has actually been some research that has taken place with regards to animals, in specifically dogs, that was produced in a few years ago now, that actually found hawthorn leaf flavonoids decrease the inflammation related to acute myocardial ischemia reperfusion in anaesthetised dogs. So hawthorn does have some veterinary backup, and there may be well other veterinary research taking place. I would say about veterinary research that it's quite a complicated area. A lot of more research is taking place nowadays into complementary therapies for animals, but nevertheless it's a very underfunded, under researched area, and the funding for veterinary research programs is quite complicated, and it isn't necessarily something that some large pharmaceutical companies want the complementary therapies to be found to be useful, because that might mean their medicine, to be frank, is then not used. So there can be some financial reasons why veterinary research in complementary therapies isn't actually as prevalent as one would hope. It's worth saying that for centuries, until fairly recently, in the relatively speaking, so up until probably 100 years ago, there was a very limited amount of manufactured veterinary medicines. It was herbal medicines, because we did not have the companies and the production of that we do today of the drug and pharmaceutical industry. So animals before that often were treated very well by people who understood the benefits of herbal medicine. So yeah, there's just quite, I've gone on a tangent there slightly, but it's worth just really like thinking that actually just because something's not researched doesn't mean it doesn't work. But likewise, you should always get a veterinary surgeon to be happy that your animal is going to benefit from hawthorn or any other herbal product. So how would you use hawthorn with your animal? Well, the berries can be fed as they are. So you will find many animals who are grazers, such as horses, donkeys, ponies, etc., would actually be grazing, foraging in the hedgerows and pick hawthorn if they felt it was going to be beneficial to them. You can pick them, dry them and grind them into a coarse powder and add it to your animal's feed. Alternatively, a tea can be made using the hawthorn and added to the food. It can also be found in good animal feed stores as a tincture. And hawthorn is also part of veterinary homeopathy. So to recap, hawthorn is a natural plant that grows throughout the many countries around the world. It has been used for centuries in herbal medicine, both for people and animals, mainly for digestion and heart health. You can find many ways of using it, but always do so under veterinary supervision, especially if your animal is unwell and on any other medication. So as I said, don't think that medical advice can be replaced by using complementary therapies yourself. Always get professional advice. If you'd like any more information on complementary therapies for your animal, then you can visit my website at taranet.co.uk, where you'll find lots of free information on how to help your animal. I also offer advice for people who'd like help finding a veterinary surgeon or complementary therapist for the animal. So just email me at info@taranet.co.uk. And if you've got any further questions, then do email me, as I've got lots of information on my website as well. And I'm happy to help advise you further in getting the best treatment for your animal. So I hope that's been useful. And until next time, goodbye.